Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 8th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a half a cent at 510 and a quarter, December wheat down 10 and a quarter at 709 and a half, and November beans up 2.5 cents at 1279 and a half. The meal was steady, oil down 27 ticks. Really pretty quiet, choppy day here. I think the markets are trying to hold off for the report on Friday. There was one interesting piece of news out. Somebody apparently has leaked the prevent planted acres numbers that the government's going to use on Friday. It's 638,000 acres on corn and 337 on beans. The planted, total planted acres number may be out there as well. Apparently, it was briefly posted. Some people saw it, some people didn't. I have no idea why this would happen. In my opinion, it's criminal if anybody's released these numbers early. But whatever, it didn't have much impact. Nobody knows if they're realistic numbers. Arlen Suderman, the head of StoneX Research, said the numbers look about right. So maybe somebody did get them out there. I don't know. But anyway, the market really didn't react too much one way or the other to it. The beans rallied a couple of cents on the close, but that was it. The weather continues to look pretty good. We're relatively cool. We get a little warmer later in the week, but nothing extreme. And we're just playing this waiting game of, looking for the report. Now, we had another couple of acreage numbers in, or yield numbers in. Mississippi irrigated, 245. Their average is 190 to 210. In Muncie, Indiana, 200, which is about what they made last year in the corn. So, again, the numbers are better than expected in just about every area that we're seeing so far. Now, it doesn't mean the numbers are great. Just means that if guys were looking for 100 bushel corn, maybe they're getting 130, 140. But I think overall, the numbers, south of I-80 still look pretty strong to me. So we've got the seasonals weighing on the market, not only the harvest pressure that's going to be creeping in here, but this Jewish holiday thing, it goes for another week. That could put some pressure on. The crude oil was up 92. That didn't help the bean oil. It was down 27. We got within about 4 cents, 4.5 cents of the 200-day moving average today on the corn. The beans we got within about 15 cents. My guess is if we take it out, it'll be Friday. Maybe we go down. It's going to be a wild day. Any number of one of things could happen. We could shoot higher on a bullish number, and I think the pros will sell it. The initial reaction is to take out the 200-day moving averages. Maybe we do that, slam the market for 10 minutes, and then maybe it'll come back on some Chinese buying. So it's going to be volatile on Friday. I don't think there's any question about that. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.